this story. How do the birds fit into all of this?
Yes, the birds and the bees.
Right.
So Dr. Morrissey is wondering whether the neonics are indirectly killing so many bugs that songbirds are going hungry and maybe even dying. Remember, these are not the bugs farmers mean to kill. It's sort of like collateral damage. She's focusing on the birds that snap up insects on the wing, the guild called aerial insectivores. So these are the swallows, the swifts, the whippoorwills, the flycatchers, the nighthawks. And they're on a really sharp decline, more than most birds anywhere in the world, mainly since the mid-1980s. And one of the things they have in common is they live on bugs. So Dr. Morrissey figured she better follow the bugs.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And when she realized just last year that these neonics live on in the water system for years and that the water is the cradle for insects, she thought she should check it out. So here she is in a canola field near Saskatoon, surrounded by potholes that are laced with neonics.
Neonicotinoids are one of our most toxic insecticides available on the market. At very, very, very low concentrations in the parts per billion or parts per trillion, these are toxic to a range of aquatic insects. We know that through standard toxicity tests that have been done in the lab, both my own lab, but also in, tests that have been done by industry and around the world and in other independent scientists' labs. Many of the aquatic insects like mayflies, caddisflies, and also the dipterans, the midges, happen to be very sensitive to the pesticide. So at low concentrations, they will be affected.
Affected, and as in they don't swim as well, they don't hatch as early, or perhaps they don't hatch at all.